all we need to build a brand new church to use. They've been drawn up by architects of really top repute. They've included every detail that's required. Now we want to build it quick. It's located on our land, right behind the current building that we have. Then when it is complete, we will pull the old one down and use the space for parking off the street. Oh no, you can't do that. Regulation 219. Parking must be there before you make a start. That's the regulation now. But where will we still meet if the building must come down? We have parking that's enough for current use. This extra space will give places for the extra cars that will come along when we increase our size. Regulation 308 surely covers all of that and will satisfy the statute 219. So if that's the only problem, I would like now to begin and we'll lay the floor before the week is out. Oh no, you can't do that. Regulation 418. Two inspections done, 14 days apart, so we can't approve your plan. We anticipated that, so the clause is written in for the variation of inspection time. So we needn't make a change for this plan to be approved, then we will be right to get things underway. Oh no, you can't do that. Regulation 104. Notice must be given 30 days before you start. Surely that has not been done. Well, that is where you're wrong, for I have within my case dated 40 days before this very day. An acceptance of the notice that was given by the church, that is proof that all the notice has been given. So without further ado, I would like the plan approved. I have workers who are anxious to begin. So just sign it as required, then all will be in place, and I will not have to bother you again. Oh no, you can't do that. Regulation 523 says I must be off as it's getting close to 3. Have to finish work by 5. Then let me quote to you Regulation 22, that by stopping now, you are in the wrong. And if I really must, I will now enforce the law, and your job will be a thing that's in the past. Approved.